Now we're going to move on to the next step, and that is actually giving someone, handing someone the CD, the introduction CD to Your Wish Is Your Command. We're actually dropping it off. We're giving it to them. We're handing it to them. And we've invited, we've called Joe. He's agreed that he's going to be home at 7 o'clock. We're now driving to his house. We pull up outside his house, and there are only two things that you bring to the door with you when you knock on Joe's door. There's two things you bring. Number one is the CD. Number two is your hardcover notepad. And one of the things you'll want to do here, because you're establishing already that you're in business, is you want to look professional. Don't show up in your pajamas or in your sweatpants. Show up dressed up. And remember, you should be dropping off multiples of these in the same evening. So you want to look professional. Next, I suggest that you do not go into the house when dropping off the CDs. Don't go into the house. Here's the reason why. You do not want to get into a conversation about what the CD is about. You don't want to get into that. You've already done your job. You've had Joe agree to listen to it. Now you're dropping it off. You've already achieved the mission. So let them know you're on your way somewhere else. Let Joe know that you're going somewhere else, either to drop off another CD or that you have to get home to make some phone calls. Let them know that. Knock on the door, Joe opens the door, or one of the kids opens the door, stand outside, say, is your dad home? Joe comes to the door, he may invite you in. You're going to say something along the lines of, you know what, Joe, I've got to get over to somebody else's house here in about 15 minutes, or I have to get back home because I have some phone calls that I have to complete this evening. And Joe will be fine with that. He'll understand you're busy. And the reason you came over was to drop off the CD. As you hand the CD to Joe, you're going to ask when he can listen to it by. Because remember, in the original invitation, all we said was that we're going to drop off a CD. Now, in the original invitation, could you say, I'm going to drop it off and I want to pick it up by? Certainly, you could do that. But probably the best time to do this for a local A or a local B or a local C is actually when you hand the CD to them. It's less confusing. And then you're just going to ask, hey, Joe, when do you think you could listen to this by? And depending on what he says, you then set an appointment to follow up at that stage, right at his door. And you do this fast. You don't take a long time doing it. And you're going to say, hey, Joe, when's a good time for you to listen to this? And that conversation would go something like this. Hey, Joe, as you hand him the CD, hey, Joe, how long do you think you need to listen to this? CD's about 40 minutes. How long do you think it will take you? And then Joe's going to say, well, I can listen to it by Wednesday. Maybe this is on a Monday evening. You're giving him the CD. Well, then you're going to say, great, I'll give you a call on Wednesday evening to see what you thought of it. And I really think you're going to like this. Make a positive statement at this point. I really think you're going to like this. Joe, what time should I give you a call on Wednesday evening? And then Joe's going to respond. And if Joe says, well, give me a call about 7 o'clock. You then, right at that point, you then open up your hardcover notepad. Once you've given Joe the CD, you're now going to write 7 o'clock Wednesday evening, call Joe to review introduction CD. And you do that again right in front of Joe. One other thing you want to finalize, if you're not sure of Joe's cell phone number, you may want to ask what's the best number to call him at on Wednesday evening. Because nowadays, people have a home phone, they have a cell phone, so you want to ask Joe, hey Joe, what's the best number to call you at 7 o'clock on Wednesday night? Then Joe will tell you which one it is. If you have it, in other words, you have both at home, no problem. But if you don't, you just write it down at that point. Exactly that same formula applies to local A's, B's, and C's. Exactly what we just went through with Joe. It's exactly the same formula.